866-223-8623.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday. We are nice and warm. It's going to get warmer. Having an unbelievable early winter season. And they were saying on the news, the Northeast has just been incredible. Springfield, Massachusetts, the warmest November ever on record. Boston, the second warmest November ever recorded, and Providence, the fourth warmest ever recorded. So take advantage of it. Get your outside work done if you still haven't. Get the decorating done while you can. The roof is dry. You can get up on the building very, very easy. Take advantage of it while you can. Now, the one thing that I'd like you to really check in your beds where you have bark mulch, whether it's a narrow perennial bed or a shrub bed, just take a look at the mulch to see if anything has been raised. Because traditionally, at this time of the year, the moles are active. They're digging tunnels in preparation for the ground freezing. And what has happened is it's been warmer than normal. Walk on your grass, feel for soft areas. But if you look where the mulch is, traditionally that's where they are. And they will move from the mulch out into the grass, making their networks of tunnels. The ground is still perfectly thawed in most areas, and it's making it easier for these animals to create a massive problem during the winter months. So, if you start to see the mulch raised, zigzag-type pattern in your lawn, then begin to treat the area with a product that will control the mole. Otherwise, they will continue to dig. When the ground is covered with snow, you're going to have a major, major problem, because as they dig, they also destroy the root system of your plant. And that means that your grass is going to suffer once it's covered with snow. So just be aware of it. Get outside. Look where you have bark mulch in shrubbery beds, around a single tree, in perennial beds, around the foundation of your house. Look for a raised area and a zigzag type pattern, and it will make a big difference if you can stop it right now. Go to your local garden center, get a product like Mole Scram, and put it down, water it in, and it will force them to vacate that area, eliminating major damage during the winter. Now, the other areas where the moles are going to be active and the voles will be if you have an area that has a lot of woods or an area with high grasses. They're in there hiding. That's where they spend the bulk of the season. But during the winter, they move into your lawn, dig their tunnels, looking for food, and create damage to your lawn. Just warning you, be aware of it. Spend 5 minutes today and check it out. It will make a big difference when the snow eventually comes and melts, especially in the spring. You could be in for a big, big surprise. So, mulched areas, tall grass areas that abut your property, or wooded areas, especially if you have a pine grove and the pine needles are allowed to settle to create a natural look, which is what you want, but that's where they hide during the bulk of the year. They move out into the lawn for the winter months. So check it out. Be safe. Otherwise, you could have a major, major surprise in late March or April when the snow does eventually melt. A lot to talk about today. If we can help you, the toll-free number is 855-660-4261. Give us a call. We're going to work together and try and help you to put the garden to bed, to help you with the holidays, to work on your tree. If you're thinking of using a live Christmas tree this year, call us, and I'll tell you what to do so that you can buy a tree with a root ball on it, either wrapped in burlap or in a container, and how to care for it so that you can replant it in your yard after the Christmas holiday. We'll tell you how to take care of that Christmas tree to keep it fresh. And because of all of the heat, what you should be doing right now is if you go drive by where you buy your local Christmas tree, it's been warm, it's been sunny, it's been windy. So the sooner you purchase your Christmas tree, bring it home, have a fresh cut put in it, and if you're not going to put it up for a while, put it in your garage, in your tool shed, in a bucket of water. Give it a chance to pull some of that moisture into the tree to replace what the warm weather, the sun, and the wind has pulled out of it. It will help to keep it fresher. So waiting until the last minute may not pay off to get the best tree. For me, I already have mine. It's in a bucket of water, and I've already filled the bucket twice. So be aware of it. Get everything done that you can early. That way your tree will stay a lot fresher. It does make a difference. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Give us a call. We will work together so that you have a wonderful holiday season. And if you're looking for ideas for that favorite gardener, we can talk about plants that would be giving them enjoyment all winter long. There are some wonderful houseplants that are easy to take care of that you can use as a holiday gift. Very easy to take care of. If you want more information, go to my website, paulparent.com. Sign up for the newsletter. It's free. There's a ton of information every single Thursday on what to do at this time of the year. This past week, I gave you a lot of information about the Christmas tree. Wrote one story about the legend of the Christmas tree, how it all got started, how did it get here, and who really has worked on the Christmas tree to make it where what it is today. I gave you a list of the various types of Christmas trees. Some areas, it's the balsam fir. Some areas, it's the Fraser. Some areas, it's the Douglas. And some areas, it's even the Scotch pine and a lot more. But it's all in the newsletter. PaulParent.com. Click on newsletter. Put your email address. And every Thursday, you'll get all kinds of wonderful information.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter?
It's a lot of fun.
But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap Seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
For over 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine with fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips. This wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides, unlike other companies. A handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with a special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $38.95. And that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com. Or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Are we ready to do a little bit of gardening?
You bet.
How much snow did you get last night?
About 4 inches.
About 4 inches in Minnesota. Well, in New England, we're going to have 50-degree weather for a few more days, and it's just incredible. We have had our share of snow, but luckily the weather has been very, very nice for us. Who do we have up first this morning, Tom?
Oh, we did have a caller on the line, but she seems to have taken off. So we've got open phones.
Okay. So those of you listening, now's your time to call. We'll put you right up, and we'll help to answer your gardening question. You know, it's still not too late to plant bulbs. And so any of you that are going to your local garden center or hardware store to pick up a Christmas tree, feed and grain store, take a look, because they probably have their bulbs on sale. And if you can get them in the ground, they will still flower for you. I have planted, when I lived in Massachusetts, tulips and daffodils on Christmas Day many, many years ago. The ground was not frozen. There was no snow visible. I planted them. I didn't know if they would bloom or not, and they came out beautiful. So if you walk by a rack of bulbs and they're half price or even less, buy some. Bring them home. Dig a hole. Condition it with a little bit of compost or some type of fertilizer, but don't use bone meal, okay? No bone meal, because you don't want to attract any rodents into that area. And then drag out the hose, unless you put it away, then fill a bucket or a watering can and give them a good drink of water, and those bulbs will bloom. No problem. It's not too late. And you can also force bulbs very, very easily. I'm sure all of you have some old empty plastic pots kicking around the yard, near your tool shed, back of the garage. Get some of these bulbs, a couple bags of potting soil, and pot them up in your containers. And then all you got to do is to put them in your tool shed or on the floor in your garage, someplace out of the way, and they will produce a root system. They'll begin to grow. And in a 10 to 12 week period, they will bloom for you in your home. Now, I've done this many times. If you're going to force tulips to bloom, okay, look at the tulip bulb very, very closely, and you will see that half of the bulb is flat. The other side of the bulb is rounded, okay? So when you fill your container with soil, a couple of inches of soil on the bottom, set your tulips with the point up. The flat side of the bulb should be facing the side of the plastic pot. The reason is, that is the side where the first leaf will come out of the bulb. By doing that, it will make the clump, make the pot look like it has more foliage because the leaves are growing out rather than inwards towards the center of the pot. So a good quality potting soil, set your bulbs in your pot, cover them with at least a good inch of soil, a good drink of water till you've thoroughly saturated that soil, and then put them someplace out of the weather. The weather may be nice now, but it has a way of changing very, very quickly. Keep them cold, on the floor, never on top of a table, so you can get the coals that come out of the ground. If you don't have a tool shed or a garage, but you have a deck, put them underneath the deck. Cover them with some straw, pine needles, and every now and then check them. Give them a good drink of water. And write it down on your calendar. Small bulbs, 8 weeks. Large bulbs, 12 weeks.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. They will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling down.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com
and iTunes.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquids Extracted from a Broad Range of Flowers, Stems, Seeds, and Bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
In 2009, several international scientists concluded the WTC buildings were blown up by nanothermite. So what actually happened on 9/11? An experienced physicist with a PhD in applied physics at Caltech has published an online book about this disaster, National Swindle of the World Trade Center. This factual analysis includes 37 color photos in 7 chapters. Download it now for less than $13 at sealane.org. That's S-E-A-L-A-N-E.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 855-660-4261. Give us a call, and we'll work together to solve your gardening problems. Tom, who's up for us this hour?
First up, we've got Miriam from Maine with a question about clematis.
Miriam, good morning. How can we help you today?
Good morning. It's not a Christmas holiday question, but I've been puzzled. I've had clematis growing, you know, very well all the time. And I have one. It's Josephine. And it doesn't flower. It has loads of leaves, but it hasn't flowered for 2 years. So I'm just wondering if it's the soil or what's going on. It's in, you know, I know a lot about clematis. The shade, the roots should be shaded, which they are. So I'm just wondering what I could do to get it to bloom.
Okay. Is it growing on a trellis or a fence or a post?
It's growing on a lamp post.
It's growing on a lamp post. And how much sun is it receiving?
It gets full sun.
Okay. Have you limed it or fertilized it at all, Miriam?
Yes, I fertilize everything with the organic fertilizer in the spring.
Okay, and are you liming?
Yes, I do lime the clematis. I do lime them in the fall.
Okay. What I'd like to see you do then is this. I'd like to see you increase the amount of lime that you're putting around the plant.
Uh-huh.
And if you really want to do it good, do it spring and fall.
Uh-huh.
Now, if you have a fireplace or a wood stove, take
uh-huh.
that wood ash and spread the wood ash around that area, not just where the plant is, but
uh-huh.
do like a 3-foot circle.
3-foot circle.
Right.
Huh. And how thick would I put that?
Well, if you're going to use wood ash, then for a plant that's growing on a light pole, it must be good size, I would put maybe, probably half a dozen to 10 handfuls of wood ash around it.
Okay.
If you're going to be using limestone, I would put 3 or 4 good handfuls and just sprinkle it in the 3-foot circle diameter around it. Okay? Now, the next thing, if your soils are too acidic, the lime will help. But to help it to bloom, if you can use either a phosphorus-type fertilizer to encourage the plant, because sometimes what happens is if the soil becomes too acidic, the acidity will grab a hold of the phosphorus fertilizer that's in the ground, preventing the plant from using it. So you add lime. That will help to release some of the phosphorus. But if you can add additional phosphorus to the soil, again, spring and fall, you will see a difference. So you can use either superphosphate, and when you go to the garden center, it will say 0-20-0 on the front of the bag. And for the cleverness, I would put 2 to 3 handfuls, again, in a 3-foot circle. If you want to keep it natural and organic, I want you to buy a product called Biotone. It's made by Espoma. Biotone has the newest technology of gardening and staying organic. And it contains something called mycorrhiza. And mycorrhiza will help a great deal in stimulating that plant to produce flower buds and eventually flowers on your plant. Until you can get the plant and the soil condition to a state where it will grow all by itself, you need to do it spring and fall, not just the fall, okay? And then during July and August, if it's in an area that's wide open with a lot of sun and your soil is sandy, what I would do is buy a product called Soil Moist. It's a granular product, and it's designed to retain moisture in the soil. In that 3-foot circle around your plant, 18 inches from the center, I want you to make some holes about 1 foot deep and put a good pinch in each of the holes, and I would make a dozen holes in that 3-foot diameter circle, 1 foot deep, for a good pinch in each hole, and that will help to retain the moisture around the plant during July and August and periods where it gets very, very dry. It will expand 200 times in the ground with moisture. The root system will grow in it, it will hold the water, and it will help the plant to give you more blooms. So, Soil Moist, if your soil is sandy, I want you to use lime or wood ash spring and fall, and then either super phosphate 0-20-0 or Biotone with the mycorrhiza. If you do that, one more thing. Around your clematis, especially during the heat of summer, if you can put a layer about 2 inches thick of a bark mulch, it doesn't matter what it is, it can be compost, it can be pine needles, it can be any form of organic matter, that keeps the ground cooler. It minimizes moisture loss, and it will help to give your plants the ability to bloom in down the road, okay? It's not going to happen overnight, but start working on it now. A day like today, tomorrow, it's going to be beautiful. Go to the garden center, get some superphosphate or plant tone. They will not stimulate foliage growth. They will stimulate root growth, which is okay at this time of the year. Lime it to make the soil sweeter, or wood ash, and you will see a difference. Good question. Thank you. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Ron from Cape Cod with a question about ivy.
Hey, Ron, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Morning.
I've got a problem with the ivy, and what it's doing, it's climbing up on my shed, and it's now climbing up on the trees. I'm just wondering, and it's heading toward my garden, so that's kind of important to me, and I'm just wondering some way of getting rid of it.
Okay, well, English ivy climbing up a tree will not hurt that tree. It will attach itself to the bark of the tree, but it will not hurt it. The root system will not dig into the bark of the tree to a point where it's going to hurt it. And in the South, they have mistletoe. And mistletoe is a parasite. But English ivy grows on the plant and will not hurt it. So if you like the looks of it, great, enjoy it, and don't worry, it will not hurt the plant. Now, if you want to get rid of it, cut it off, flush at the base of the tree, and while it's flexible, it will be a lot easier for you to pull it down. It's too late to use a weed killer. Something like Roundup or Cleanup kills all. You need to have warmer temperatures and warmer temperature for several days. You will have to wait until spring to control it. Now, the ground, the ivy that's coming into your lawn, when you fertilize the lawn, if you buy a weed and feed, a fertilizer with a broadleaf weed killer for, let's say, English, for dandelions and chickweed and clover, that will not kill it, but it will weaken it, preventing it from getting as aggressive. But if you go back 2 weeks after the initial application of a weed and feed and use a liquid like Kilzol, you're going to kill the grass that's there, or Roundup, you're going to kill the grass that's there. So you need to use something that will control the broadleaf weed but not hurt the grass. In a product like Weed Beater Ultra, it's a different combination of products that will not hurt the grass but kill the ivy that's taking over your lawn. Again, it's too late right now to apply it. The days that we're getting with 50, those days are going to come to an end very, very quickly. So don't waste your money. Don't waste your time. But in late March, when you get temperatures that become 45 to 50 degrees on a regular basis, then you can use the Weed Beater Ultra. Now, English ivy is tough. You're going to need 3 applications a week apart. And again, it will not hurt the grass, but it will kill the English ivy and eliminate your problem. Okay? But for the most part right now, if it's climbing on your tool shed, pull it down, cut it, get it out of there, and then in the spring, if it's a non-grassy area, Roundup, Cleanup, or Kearzol will eliminate it totally. You may need to do a second application 2 or 3 weeks later, depending on if it does respond, but the problem can be easily taken care of. Okay? Any more questions? You give us a call. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Patty from Maine with a question about poppies.
Hey, Patty, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thank you. Good morning. I had a bouquet of poppies given to me over the summer, and I thought they were so beautiful, and I want to add them to my perennial bed. I saved the seed pod, dried it out good. How is there a way to do that?
Sure. We're coming up on a break, Patty. Why don't you hold on a second? And when we come back, we'll talk about what to do with your poppies, okay? Our phone number, 855-660-4261.
For over 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine with fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips. This wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides, unlike other companies. A handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with your special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $38.95. And that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com. Or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath. If you planted new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with Wiltstop this winter. Wiltstop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonaid Wiltstop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonaid Wiltstop. This fall, after you put all your garden equipment, patio furniture, power tools away for the winter in the tool shed, place a package or two of Mouse Magic into your shed to keep the rodents out. Mouse Magic is an all-natural and contains essential oil. Mouse Magic contains no poisons, keeping your pets safe from accidental poisoning. Mouse Magic triggers a behavioral change in the rodents to avoid and escape the building. Also great for campers. That's Mouse Magic from Bonaid Lawn and Garden. Mouse Magic.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life, and they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com, and for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price, and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com, or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking with Patty about poppies. Now, poppies are a wonderful perennial, very, very hardy, as long as they have a well-drained soil. Poppies will not tolerate wet feet at all. So plant them in a garden that's sandy, if possible. If your soils are heavy, create a raised bed just to get the plant a little higher out of the ground so it does have better drainage. Now, the seed of the poppy is inside the little rattle, and you get this beautiful orange or pink, or there's so many different colors of poppy today. The flower petals fall off, and what remains is the pod that looks like a baby's rattle. Now, what you need to do is to take that baby's rattle, put it in a paper bag, and leave it open to allow the rattle to dry. Once it dries, on the very top of the seed pod, little openings will burst open, making little holes about an eighth of an inch in diameter. And when you shake it, these black seeds, round seeds, will come out of the opening. And that's the poppy seeds that you want to save. Now, traditionally, poppies are planted in the late fall of the year in a greenhouse, and then overwintered in either a partially heated or a very heavily mulched and safe cold frame. Right now, it's a little bit too late to start the seed unless you can keep them on a window grow them for a while, and then you need to move them to an area where they're going to stay cold. So what I would do, Patty, is this. Hold on to your seed in February. Get some sterilized potting soil or a seed starting mix. Your seeds are small, so fill your tray, firm it with the palm of your hand, sprinkle the seed on the surface, and then cover lightly. And I mean lightly. Then pat it down in water. Now, when you water seeds that small, you cannot use a watering can because there'll be so much water coming all at once that it will wash the seed too deep into the soil and it won't germinate. Use a mister bottle. That way, you're not pushing the seed deep into the soil. Cover the tray with a piece of saran wrap to keep the moisture level even, if at all possible. And at that point, you do not need to give the plant any sun because there's no plant. It's just a seed. What you need is a warm room to encourage the seed to germinate. So every morning, mist the soil, cover it with plastic, keep it warm, but when you start to notice things popping out of the ground, remove the plastic. That will prevent a fungus or a mold from developing on the soil. Keep them in a nice window. Once they have made their second set of leaves, then you can transplant them to 3 or 4 inch pots, again with some sterilized potting soil. Keep them on your windowsill, and then when the threat of frost is over, then you can transplant them to your garden. But for now, hold off, wait until February, and then start your seeds. Okay? For now, have some patience. They will grow for you. And that's a good question. Thank you. We appreciate that. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Give us a call. We'll work together so that you have a great gardening season.